Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, here to help you find success in all areas of your life. The power is in your hands. Join our network for free at besteveryou.com. And now, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. And welcome to our, I don't know what year this is, but it's our annual Thanksgiving Day Gratitude Show 2023. I think we've been doing this for like, 10 or 12 years now. This started out as a just a little radio tune-up with me and my like 10-year-old son, just checking equipment. And then everybody started to call in, like hundreds of people started to call in. And it was super fun. And we turned it into our annual gratitude show. So it's Good Morning Gratitude. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And I love it when friends join in live. And we already have friends joining in live with me right now. I have Jennifer Vaughn, I have Kelly Brown, and I think also Lisa. Are you there, Lisa McCourt? If you're there, just say hi. 303 area code. I don't know who that is.
That's me. It's Rebecca Silence. Hello.
Oh, it's Rebecca. Okay. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi. So grateful to be with everyone.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So we can have as much noise as we want in the background. We expect doorbells to ring, dogs to bark, kids to do whatever they're going to do, pans to drop. I have no idea, but it's all good. And we're just going to have a little chat, but the idea here is for you to call in. Yeah. If you want to call in, it's 646-787-8537. Press 1 to speak with us. And we're just going to share a little gratitude. So I don't know about you guys, but Jennifer, let's go Jennifer Vaughn first. How are you, Jennifer?
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to you all and everybody who's listening in. It's a pleasure to be with you today. I do have to scoot because I do have one of those jobs that goes on 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays, weekends, et cetera. So I just wanted to pop on before I have to run to work and say hello. Elizabeth, let's begin with you because you're the star.
Oh, no.
I love you dearly. I am thankful for you in so many ways. First of all, your friendship, your kindness, your generosity. But I've learned so much from you. You've taught me things that I didn't know I needed to know, and now I don't know how I could have functioned without knowing it.
Oh, my God.
You're always around. You're always available. You share your sincerity, and I consider you such a love. And it's always nice to recognize. We should do it more often. But especially on a day built around gratitude and Thanksgiving, I am always so grateful for you, friend.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God, you're making me cry. cry off the top. Anyway, oh, my gosh, I'm so grateful for you, too. I love you so much. I love all of you so much. And, so Jennifer, Jennifer's going to go anchor the news in New Hampshire. And I want to just mention a little bit about what you do. Just so you all know, Jennifer's dad just passed away, and his funeral was on Friday. And so, Jennifer, you've had a kind of a bumpy year, haven't you?
It's been a bumpy couple of years. I lost my mom the February prior and just lost my dad a month ago. Through it all, I spent a lot of time with both of them, and I was there when they transitioned into heaven. And I know that they had loved ones around them. I know that they went to a much better place. I know that they felt love. And in that, you have to be able to find peace and gratitude. So for all of those reasons, well, I miss them terribly, and it's getting used to a new normal right now, having lost both of them in such a short amount of time. But I feel them around. They know I was there with them, and I had a wonderful life, and they were wonderful parents. And they were both... They were both tired, and I know that they had lived their best years on earth with us, and it was time to go be with everyone that we had already lost prior. But I miss them every day. It's my first Thanksgiving without both of them. So, you know, moment by moment, I'm super grateful my family's here. My son is active duty Navy, so he can't be with us right now. He's in Alaska for training. But my daughter is here. Her boyfriend is here. My wonderful husband is here. My 14-year-old dog is with us. And then I go to work. And I have a work family there full of friends. And we'll laugh. And we'll get through the news. And then I'll come home again at night and just kind of put a bow on this new sort of holiday. But, again, Everything has to stay grounded in all of your happy memories and all of the Thanksgivings that I've had throughout my life. And I'm very grateful for both my mom and my dad, for my wonderful family, and for all of the happy occasions that I had. I'm very, very lucky, and I'm the first one to tell you that. So that's kind of how I'm looking at life right now, and new projects and new opportunities and new friends. It's great to meet new people on this call. And just let you all know that it's a pleasure. It's truly a pleasure to sort of spread our tentacles around and link with each other and know each other. And if there's ever anything I can do, I have a bit of experience in all sorts of things, including grief. I'm always here for somebody who's having a hard time. And again, Elizabeth, I started with you and I want to end with you. I love you dearly. You are a wonderful dear friend, a talented author, broadcaster, mom, wife. And it's just a delight to know you.
Oh, I echo that. I echo that from Los Angeles here. Yes.
Oh. Hello.
And from
Yeah, I'm going to go through everybody. I think what I'll do is I'll introduce everybody one by one. Thank you, Jennifer.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
I got one more thing. Before everybody says goodbye to you, I got to say one more thing. I know you got to run. But on a really happy note, one of our best memories this year, and we're grateful for it, is Jennifer and I took her daughter and and we're going to smile and laugh here a little bit. Her daughter and my son's girlfriends to the Taylor Swift concert, Gillette Night One. And it was just an absolute blast. Jennifer rented the hotel room and we all met at her house and then drove together. And then some people met us there. And it was just an absolute, absolute blast. And
epic.
Just so much fun. Epic is a great word for that. So one of my... I was going to do my whole Christmas card with you and I on the front of it. And Peter's like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think the boys might have an objection, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, I know, but it could have been a T-Swift Christmas. Anyway, all right. Well, I love you very much, too. Thank you for, oh, my gosh, all your kind words. And I'm thinking about you, and I'm thinking about you at work, too. I'm sorry that you have to go to work, but that's an important job there, anchoring the news. And we love you for it. So thank you. And
love to you all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Have a great day, Jennifer. All right. We're going to switch to, I'm going to do like a quick who else is on the call. So we all know each other and that we're all on the call and you guys can talk amongst each other. I know Jennifer had to go. So who is the area code 571 area code? Just tell me who you are. I can't tell everybody's phone numbers.
That's me, Elizabeth.
Oh, hi, Sophia. Yay, she's here. All right, that's Sophia Nelson, everybody. Who is 203 area code?
Hi, Elizabeth. It's Kate Glendon. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yay, Kate. Hi, Kate. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, who's 678 area code?
Amy Lyle in Atlanta. Hello, happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Amy Lyle. Yay, you're here. All right, who's 818? That's Kelly, right?
That's me, Kelly, yes.
Kelly Brown is with us.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're going to go to you next because, oh, my gosh, you've got a great book, too. And then 303 is Rebecca Silence. So we have a lot of HCI authors on here today. Actually, Sophia, Kelly, is it okay with you if I go to Sophia first?
Do whatever you'd like.
Perfect. All right. Sophia.
Hey.
Welcome. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all of your guests and your listeners. Thank you for allowing me to go first. I did not know about this great call. I don't always check my social media. So thank you, Elizabeth, for including me. And I want to say a couple things pretty succinctly here that I think matter. First and foremost, I think we all agree that you, Elizabeth, are a light. And the message that I gave to my family and friends this morning, as I do every year, was about being a light in the world and showing up in light. One of Dr. King's most favorite and famous quotes was, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that." And I think we find ourselves in a moment right now as Americans who celebrate Thanksgiving and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. But as Americans, we are still that shining city on a hill. We're still that light to the whole entire world. And sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes we stumble. Sometimes we struggle. But we're always the light. We're that guidepost. We're that lighthouse of direction. And Elizabeth, when I think of you, I think of, and you live in Maine, so a lighthouse analogy is very appropriate, right? Mm-hmm. But you are someone who shines light to people through your work with Best Ever You. I was so humbled to be your cover magazine model for October and for the fall for the magazine, and to be able to tell my story through the wonderful Randy Kay. And just thank you for how you hustle, how you grind, how you show up in the world as light, because it matters. And you may not think, I think those of us who are authors and speakers and you know, thought leaders and all that we do in the world, sometimes I think we probably think, I don't know if I'm having an impact. I don't know if I'm really, you know, changing anybody's life. And I want you to know that you are, and that you have, and that you will continue to. You are a walking bowl of inspiration, and you are constantly coming up with ways to educate us, enlighten us, bless us, open us. And I want you to know that that work matters now probably more than ever at any time that we human beings have walked this earth, because I think we can all agree when we look at the news internationally, domestically, there is darkness, there is sadness, there's a loneliness epidemic, says our Surgeon General and all the data. Suicide, depression, anxiety, it's all around us. It's everywhere. Maine just suffered a terrible shooting, mass shooting, not far from where you live. I remember texting with you that night, checking on you. And you always show up as light in the darkness. So I want to just thank you for that, congratulate you for that, and just for what you do with the Best Ever You Network. I think that what I'm grateful for is I'm grateful for the country that I live in. I'm grateful for my family and my friends, like all of you. And I was very touched by your caller before me who was talking about the death of her parents. And yeah, that's not a day in my life I look forward to, as none of us does. And yet we know that we are dust and we will return to dust, and that we have this dash that we live, right, Elizabeth? People like you, me, and everybody on here that's one of your guests, whether it's through their books or their speaking or their work, whatever they do in the world, we are all light bearers. And I just want to encourage you to keep shining that light, because we need it. And give yourself some rest, some respite, some self-care, some wellness, because it matters. And you can't pour from an empty cup, folks out there. I've been a caretaker of a parent now going on 4 years. It is the most difficult thing I've ever done, considering everything else I do in the world. And it's not easy, and it depletes, and you have to replenish, and you have to restore, and you have to nourish your soul. And you got to do that daily, folks. Not a vacation once a year is not going to fix you. You need sleep. You have to exercise to take care of yourself. So thank you, and I'm grateful for just being alive for another Thanksgiving with all of you, and looking forward to an amazing 2024. And just, Elizabeth, looking forward to many more great things I think we'll do together throughout our lifetime. So just thank you.
Thank you for being here. I love you so much. And I'm so proud of everything that you do. From every time I see you on CNN, I turn on the news and I'm like, look, there she is, Peter. And the boys, and we gather around and we watch you no matter what. And so I love it when you tell us when you're going to be on. And I kind of stumbled upon you in a way. I found one of your books, The Woman Code. And I read that cover to cover. I'm like, I need to know who she is. This is just the best book ever. And it's about, like, it's one of these phone calls where we all are girls and women together here, all as one, banded together, doing, you know, going all gratitude on it. And I just love that book. And then you put out another book, Be the One You Need. And I have a sign that hangs right in front of me right now. I have two signs right in front of me. One of them is from you, and one of them is from Sally Huss. Yours says, remember your value. And Sally says, carry on. And Sally's is more of a joke on me because for every good idea I have a lot of bad ones. And when I have a bad one, she goes, carry on. And so it's her holding up the sign, carry on. But can you talk about remember your value and how important it is as people? I think you kind of hinted toward it, like we're light in the darkness and things like that. But when you don't feel that way exactly every moment and you have that doubt and you have that those self-confidence bumps and that imposter syndrome and your book sales aren't what you hope and you don't know if people are listening and all those things, can you talk about remember your value?
Yeah, I mean, it's really the first code in the woman code is know your value. And know it, remember it, keep it, honor it, feed it, bless it. Knowing your value and your worth has two really critical parts, particularly for us as women. You're a mother of sons, right, Elizabeth? So you know that boys come up with a different sense of value. They play sports. They're men in the world. They learn very young that to be male is something special. It's something of valor. It's something of, you know, being kind of at the top of the heap and just being a guy and all that comes with it. It's innate because it's been practiced from time immemorial that the male species, the male is the lead. He's the head. Even when we take marriage vows, he's the head, we're the help, right? And so there's this paradigm of women, particularly, and I think our generation of Gen Xers will be the last generation of women that will wrestle with some of the things that our mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers had to wrestle with in terms of value and how we were valued by our society, by our places of work, by even our families, and often taken for granted. And I think that this new generation of young women has a very good sense of purpose and value, and that's, thank God, from the work we did and the sacrifices we've made and the trailblazing and the door opening that they just take for as common now. It's normal to be a woman and to be an astronaut, to be vice president of the United States, to sit on the Supreme Court. When I was a girl and you were a girl, Sandra Day O'Connor was not yet on the Supreme Court. We didn't have a woman female justice. We didn't have a black female, you know, as a Supreme Court justice or as vice president of the United States. That wasn't even thought of. Geraldine Ferraro won, but she lost. Right. And I remember how big it was having a woman on the ticket back in 1984 when I was in high school. And so we come full circle now to the fact that we know our value and our worth. And those two parts are these. One, every one of us as women, from the time we're girls, we have these tapes that are played in our lives. We're in a box in our family. We get a name. You're the pretty one. You're the smart one. You're the quiet one. You're the ambitious one. Oh, that's my one. It's going to be a doctor over there. Her, she'll probably be a school teacher. Every one of us has these boxes that we were put in. We have names that we were given in our families. We were seen as the strong one or the one that maybe was really shy and introverted. And whatever that box is, we play those tapes for the rest of our lives about how we were seen and how we were taught our worth. And one of the things that every woman has to do when she, you know, gets to that point of she gets out of high school and it starts younger, but certainly when she goes off to college or into her career, she has to have a sense of value and a sense of worth innately, not what other people say about her, not what other people define her as, but how she defines herself. And that's what knowing your value is. How do you see yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you like yourself? Do you speak well to yourself? Or do you look in the mirror and what you see staring back, you don't speak well of her? Oh, you need to lose more weight, or you're not pretty enough, or your hair is too curly, or whatever things we say as women, we need to throw those tapes out the window and love who we are and the skin we show up in and how we show up. That's the first part. The second part is about your value is negotiating your worth financially. When you get a job offer, one of my best friends got a, she may get a job offer. Let me say it that way. And one of the things I talked to her about was whatever salary they offer you, you're not accepting it. You're
yeah, bump that up by about 50 grand, right, or whatever.
Right. And I said, men never even hesitate. If the job says it's paying $65,000, they're going to ask for 70 plus, you know, some extra benefits or whatever, because they're going to say they're worth it. They're going to get it. And Mika Brzezinski, who's one of my dear friends and who wrote the introduction to the paperback when we updated Woman Code in 2021, I'm on the show all the time on Morning Joe, but Mika wrote a book called Know Your Value that I would highly recommend to your audience. And it is about negotiating your worth at work, in your relationships, in whatever you're in life. Because as women, the data shows that we can have more education, more experience, and we'll accept whatever's just offered to us instead of saying, no, I got a PhD or I got a JD or I have a master's degree. And I am going to, so I'm looking at this, but I'm going to need XYZ. And we hesitate to do that, Elizabeth, because it takes us back to not knowing our value and our worth, because we're taught we should be helpers, we should be good supporters. But even when we're leaders, we should just be grateful for what they give us. And that's not true. So knowing your value is everything, ladies, on this Thanksgiving Day as you go towards the end of this year. You've got about 40 days or so left in 2023 and the year's done. I want to encourage you as I wrap here, ladies and listeners, men too, start thinking about your next year now. Start planning your New Year's, not resolutions, be resolved. Your commitment, what you're going to do, three things that by this time next year you want different in your life, and commit to changing just those three things, not 10 things because you're not going to do it, not even five things. Pick three things and ask yourself three questions starting now through the end of this year. What do I want? What do I need? And how am I feeling? And the answer to those three questions will change your life if you will allow it. Because if you're honest with yourself and authentic with yourself and you dare to show up world the way you want to be, not the way your parents told you, not the way your high school friends defined you, not the way you've been defining your marriage or as a mom or whatever, because seasons change. We always are in a process of transformation, right? And if that's the case, knowing your value is how you do anything and everything in your life. It just all begins and ends with knowing your value.
Beautifully put. Thank you for being here today. I love it when you're here, and I love your books, and I'm always so proud of you when you keynoted a couple conferences of ours and everything, and you always give people real tangible walkaways, is kind of what I call it, like things you can actually use in your life and implement to just be your best, be better every day. And I think those are great. What do I want, what do I need, and how am I feeling, right?
Yep, those are the big three questions, and you got to ask them not just once. You got to ask them often, and I think we do. Let me say this: if we're all girls here, we're honest. We don't ask those questions. You know why? Because we're afraid of the answers. And if the answer says I'm not happy with where I am right now, or I'm not, you know, how I feel about this relationship, or I don't know about this job, or whatever, we're afraid of change. And you've written a lot about change in the success guidebook, the change guidebook. Like you've been there. You talk about it all. And we've got to be willing as women to have the hard conversations with ourselves first. And by asking yourself what you need, like, ladies, when's the last time you asked yourself what you needed and what you want? I bet you're sitting there shaking your head like, I don't think I've asked myself that question.
And didn't feel guilty about the answer and how to actually implement it. It's like, oh.
Yep, that's actually, and men don't do that. Men don't do it. Men are very clear about what they want, what they need, and how they feel, and they do not hesitate to tell you, and they do not hesitate to tell you what they're not going to do, and we're standing around trying to figure out how to soothe, how to comfort, how to fix, how to do all this stuff. It ends us up off our axis and not being our best, most authentic selves.
Does anybody on the call want to chime in there on what Sophia said? Kelly or Rebecca, do you guys want to, Kelly, you want to chime in? Go
sure.
for it.
You know, I think it's so important to pay attention to how we're feeling and our self-worth and all of that. I definitely think that, you know, on that theme of Thanksgiving, that when we have gratitude for ourselves, as she was just saying, and we don't, and I think even going deeper than that, having gratitude for our life, because again, if we don't pay attention to ourselves and like, how are we going to be there in the world for our children or for anyone else? And taking it again, one step further is just being grateful for our life and our breath, right? God, when we were born in this world, the very first thing we did was breathe. And it is the last thing that we do when we depart. And then when we're upset, it's the one thing that we catch, right? We stop breathing. And today is a day where we're trying to make everybody happy. We're trying to do all these things and fill all these roles. And this is a time of evoking emotions that we're people we've loved and lost and family members. It all comes down to today. I'm going to cry. Like, you know, it's a very big day for all of us. And just having those thoughts of, gosh, I'm so grateful that I've had these experiences, and breathe through them, you know, acknowledge them, love them, and being grateful for the people that have been in our lives as a light. Again, like you, Elizabeth, like, you're a powerhouse. And I was thinking yesterday, my God, is there anything this woman cannot do? She's touching so many lives. But
I absolutely can't draw.
Like, but seriously, like, it's really inspiring to look at you, and you're unstoppable. You know, you just think, and
I think we all are. Everybody on this call is the same way.
Well, but, you know, maybe in different ways. But, like, you know, as we listen to ourselves, we listen to our intuition, right? We pay attention to our inner self, and we have to listen to what we want, to those whispers in our ear. Like me for one, if I hadn't listened to that divine intervention, to those whispers in my ear, to my higher self, to God, to the angels, or whatever resonates with you, I don't know how I would have gotten through the last 8 years of my life. You know, and Elizabeth, you do listen, and you think, oh, I can run a magazine, I can do this, I can do that, and you make it happen. And it's very, very inspiring to see what you've accomplished. And I was so excited when you said, Kelly, will you be on my podcast? I thought, oh, yeah, of course. Hello. I'm waking up. I'm doing it from L.A. Girl, you got me. So I thank you. Thank you so much for the light that you shed, because it's really, it's affected me for sure and honored me. And I appreciate it.
I absolutely loved having you on the show and meeting you this year. It's been just a highlight. All of you guys are just highlights in my life. And I was so happy that you said yes. I was like, yes, yes, this is going to be such a cool show. Yes. They all said yes. And
yeah.
Kelly, I think one of the neat things, and Sophia, we're going to come back to you in just a second, but we're going to sidetrack over to Kelly for a second here. I don't know.
And Elizabeth, it's Rebecca. I'd love to chime in briefly
before
I have to run, if possible.
Okay.
If now is a great time, I'd love to just say, I want us to think about our metrics around our value and success and how we're living, because it's easy to trap ourselves. If people we love aren't aligned or supportive or on board or seeing our vision yet, what do we make that mean? And I think today is really a day about honoring with thanks all the moments that challenge us to rise into a next level version of ourselves. And I think where we have certainty is when we know I was my best and I let it be enough. And I didn't let what is happening externally change the truth of who I am. I stepped into more of the truth of who I am. And, you know, I am so honored to be on this call today. I didn't even know my spirit needed it. And it really did. Us surrounding ourselves with people that are honoring and championing us, pursuing the best of who we are and sharing our voices, I just think is so important. And our value is never in question. We're all unshakably whole. But what metrics are we using to really know we showed up? And I think it can be as simple as, was I my best? Did I make the best of the moment? And did I let that be enough as I keep my heart open and serve? And I'm with my family after not celebrating the holidays for
many years together and so grateful. We always celebrate from wherever we are, but we're actually physically together. We made it a priority. And I think when we let our best be enough, we really do know what our priorities are. So I just want to thank you, Elizabeth, for championing me and all of these women and for this call. And what a beautiful gift for all of us to be together on Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Before you go, will you do me a favor? Will you tell everybody just the name of your book? Because it's such a powerful book. And like your and just
yeah.
your website. I know we're not trying to like pitch people and things like that. But
oh,
I,
sure.
I think there's value here. There's a lot of books and authors here. And people need this right now.
Yeah. My book is called Coming Back to Life. And I'm an incest survivor, a domestic violence survivor, a cancer survivor that was given a 5% chance to live when I was pregnant. 8 years ago, my daughter's 8 now and thriving. And my book is called Coming Back to Life because I think everything about what it means to really live is just honoring and respecting and owning the truth of who we are and our ability to access divine guidance in any and all moments. And what cancer gave me was the gift of finally connecting to my own spirit so that I could break up with achievement paradigms and upgrade to full alignment. My clients tell me they came back to life after they work with me, and that's where the title came from. But mm-hmm. my mission is to make the trauma conversation that no one is immune from an empowering one. Trauma doesn't mean less of a life. It means you have an opportunity to tap into a next level of you that is just unmatched. And so my book is Coming Back to Life, a roadmap to healing campaign to create the life you want. And the website is RebeccaSilence.com. So many free resources there. I want us reclaiming and rediscovering the truth of who we are over and over again, breath after breath, moment after moment. And Elizabeth, I just adore you and thank you for letting me share all that.
Thank you very much for being here. And I one of the things I wanted to do, if you're not connected, is connect you over to Kelly Brown, author Kelly Brown, who's another HC author, and she's here. There's Kelly. Say hi again,
Hello.
Kelly.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
And I think you guys should
have a lot in common.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd love to connect.
Have a lot in common.
Let's make it
Yes,
easy.
I would love that too, for sure.
Beautiful. All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Rebecca. Thanks for being here. And I know you got to run.
Thanksgiving. Big love.
Thank you. I'm gonna come back to Kelly and Sophia. But Lisa, are you still here with us? Lisa's 818, right?
Kelly is 818.
Oh, Kelly's 818. Lisa McCord, are you still with us? I don't think so. Amy Lyle. I think Amy's with us. Can't tell. You might be muted, Amy. There you go.
Sorry.
Just wanted to make sure everybody had a chance to at least say hello before they had to go, and then we can have an in-depth discussion a little more or go. But Amy, hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is like a shot in the arm of vitamin like B12. Love it. Thank you for having me.
It's a beautiful gratitude show. What are you grateful for this year?
I am grateful for an interesting thing. I'm grateful for is something that could be seen as a giant failure, which was getting into a business agreement that I poured my heart and soul in, and that's the bad part. It gets better in a second. And going almost to the finish line. And then realizing that the people that we were dealing with were not going to honor the contract, and it would have been my ego wanted me to move forward with it because I'd already told people about it and I was embarrassed. And I think it was a God thing intervened and said, this isn't for you and there's something better. This isn't for you.
Yeah. Including
this is
me.
Not your time.
including me. I'm like, we're not doing
yep.
this.
Yeah,
Amy, if you don't know Amy, Amy's a comedian and an author. And that wasn't funny, was it?
No, there were a lot of tears, but it ended up in a moment of strength. It ended up like I, to, oh my gosh, I think it's Sophie who was speaking about your worth, knowing your worth, and it hit me over the head. It's like, wait a minute, this is not for you. This is not for you. You thought it was for you, but it's not for you. And if you go down this road, what is for you, you will not be able to receive. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thankful for my family and my pets and my girlfriends and my husband. I'm thankful for all of that. But this year, if I look back, I'm thankful most for a big lesson that you are worth something. And if something feels not right, it's not right. Yeah. It's not your time.
Yeah. What's the name of your book? Just so people hear
I have two books.
You.
One is called The Book of Failures. And I'm a humorist and a comedian, so they're funny books. And then the second one is We're All a Mess, It's Okay.
Both books I love. they're
thank
beautiful.
You.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here with us. And I know, will you talk a little bit about your dad? What's going on with your dad? Do you mind sharing?
With my dad?
And if you do, I can't remember if it, I've got you guys confused. Maybe.
I don't think it's my dad.
Oh, no.
Other
okay.
than my
never
dad's mind. Visiting for Thanksgiving and driving me bananas. But
well, maybe
I do love him and I'm
saying.
Glad he's here.
I think you were saying that was cute. Yeah, no, never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to skip that topic. Okay. Anything else that you want to talk about gratitude-wise, like what you've got coming up in the new year? Amy's the closer on the Success Guidebook coming out. So we're going to – I'm grateful for you very much for – Sophia Nelson wrote the foreword and Amy wrote the back end of the book. So it's awesome.
I will share Elizabeth and I were working on some paragraphs together for something and with the book. And, you know, it was something that I had to study and rewrite and study and study and study. And it was only like – a couple paragraphs and study and study and study. And then we both came to the same thing, like, you know, this needs to be different. But in the process of that, I sent her this long email. So it went from 2 paragraphs to 10 paragraphs where I was like, I had this profound moment when I was reading this and everything I watch and everything I read is somebody that's running to something, but oftentimes they're running from something. They're running from, and I use the example of the Sylvester Stallone buy-off that's out documentary and Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary. And I'm like, they're running from a father that was abusive and they never felt good enough. They're running, you know, a peer or a lot of times their own family or from a failure that they thought they could never, ever, you know, move forward from. And we all feel like that, regardless of your background. Sometimes we all feel like that, like we finish something, and then instead of enjoying it, the next thing is, I'm kind of a loser again. What's the next thing? I did that. What's the next thing? And so, I don't know, I just had this profound aha moment where I was like, oh, my gosh, that's exactly what I'm doing. So I was in the email how much I hope people really read this book and take heart and study it, because everybody that's in there, something's driving them, and sometimes it's super positive, but a lot of times it's because they don't feel like they're enough. And anyway, I thought it was very profound and such perfect timing for your book.
Well, thank you for helping me, and thank you for being here. And I'm gonna go back over to Kelly if I can, and we're gonna finish with Kelly. Would that be okay, Amy? You all good?
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Thank you for inviting me.
Kelly, are you there?
Yes, I'm still
thank
here.
Thank you for hanging on. Yay. Just kind of close, we want to thank everybody who has been here with us. And it's kind of one of those shows where people are busy cooking and with their families and things like that. So we appreciate your time coming in here. And then if you have to go, it's fine. And we might not have had a proper goodbye. I know Sophia isn't with us here. So Sophia Nelson, thank you so much for being here. Jennifer Vaughn, thank you for being here. Rebecca, Amy. Lisa McCourt was here briefly. I don't know if we got a chance to talk to Lisa, but Kelly, I want to talk about your books and things like that before we go, because I had the opportunity to meet you this year. I think it was this year, right? It wasn't the end of last year. It was this year, I think, with your new book, 100. Was it?
Yeah. Go ahead. I think it was last year, but it doesn't matter.
Whatever. Yeah. I've known you for a while now, and just kind of hit it off instantly. I'm like, okay, I just absolutely love you. And you have, it was fun because you were one of my favorite authors before I knew you, and I'm like, oh, hey, I know her. That's cool.
Oh, my goodness. So
your books are – you want to talk about your books a little bit? Because they're perfect for today.
Sure. You know, I never thought in my whole life I was ever going to be a writer. It just kind of happened. My background's the entertainment industry, and when I got married, I started writing these thank you notes, and people started calling and thanking me and for my thank you note. And I realized that how powerful being grateful was and how powerful just a little paper was to send someone in the mail to acknowledge them for a gift that they had done, you know, a gift they had given you or an act of kindness. So the first book I wrote was called 101 Ways to Say Thank You. And it's since been it's been a bestseller, and it's since been revised twice to now it's called 101 Ways to Say Thank You, Notes of Gratitude for Every Occasion, which I did with Adams Media and Simon & Schuster. And it covers everything from weddings, funerals, Christmas, business, everything. You know, it's filled with tips and the right way to say something and quotes and inspiration. And then I did one for children called 101 Ways to Say Thank You for Kids and Teens. And again, I layered in a lot of insight and inspiration, and it covers everything a child would have. You know, you basically give your child this book and they can open it up and copy a thank you note, or they can just be inspired. And then from that, I had a lot of trauma myself happen in my life, as people will read about in your new book that's coming out next year. Why don't you drop that title for everybody?
The Success Guidebook is coming out. Yep.
That's right.
And Kelly's featured.
Along with a million other contributors that are supporting you, because it's such incredible work. And so I did a book called 101 Ways to Create Mindful Forgiveness, Heart Healing Guide to Forgiveness, Apologies, and Mindful Tools for Peace that we did with HCI, and you're in that as well. So I have to say I'm 57, and if I knew now, like if I knew in my 20s what I have learned on this journey, you know, I don't even know what to say. Like, I wish that somebody had, right? You know,
same.
You
I do. Yeah, I was so
get here.
Stuff to teenagers.
Yes, and you know, we all people become so obsessed with, oh, I'm getting old and I'm getting wrinkles, I'm getting gray hair. I got all of that. And
so do I. Amen.
But, yeah, and every wrinkle, every line is a sign that you have lived. You have lived. You have been resilient. You have thrived. You may not have done everything the way you wish you had done when you were 20, but you know what? Like, I am so grateful for the things that have happened because they have made me stronger. They have made me realize the value of the people that stood by my side and those that didn't, you know, and it's yeah. changed me as a human being. And you know, we can talk the talk and say, oh, it's Thanksgiving, I'm so grateful for what I have, my family, and so on and so forth. But honestly, when you are grateful, like, that is a vibration that resonates in a positive way, like a magnet, and you're just bringing more to you. When you are ungrateful and you are negative, that is what you bring to you. Being grateful and having gratitude is like gold. That is your currency in life. And you can't buy that. It is a valuable commodity. And as I said, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to chime in and say, and sometimes it's learned. You have to learn how to do it. You almost have to. I mm-hmm. teach people that a lot, is to, you know, if you don't know what gratitude means, or it seems like a little silly sidebar practice that people may or may not do consistently and disciplined, try it for a little while and just start in, you know, easy mode and write down 5 things you're grateful for every day. Your brain listens to you, and your brain listens to that positive energy, versus if you wrote down, you know, 10 things you hate every day. You know, it's way better to do the gratitude list than to dwell on everything else. And your brain starts to listen, and you kind of, you get. So if you do it for long enough and are disciplined and consistent, that it's, I call it gratitude on autopilot, and you become grateful for things you take for granted, like breathing.
Yeah.
I learned, if I could, do you mind if I keep going for a second?
No,
I'll share how.
Go.
I learned this through, you know, I have life-threatening food allergies. And so I know what it's like to, you know, not be, you know, living and nearly dying and things like that. And you know, when I discovered I had these allergies in my 20s, I was like, boy, I need a new vibe here, because I'm all victim mode and negative and hate this and all this stuff. And it took me a while to gain perspective. And I write about this in my first book, Percolate. It was kind of a moment where my dad had a stroke and things like that, where the perspective struck. I'm like, oh, I get it, you know, kind of thing. And
right.
I had my aha moment back then, and have had many others along the way, but gratitude is a force. And when you don't, in the absence of gratitude, you have something else entirely.
100%, 100%. And, you know, you may not have had that grace unless you had walked the line and gone through these experiences in your life in order to speak about it. So we can just say, oh, well, we need to be grateful. I've got my blessing list. I've got this. I've got that. But when you're living in gratitude after going through trauma, after almost losing your life, you know, look at the famous holiday film, It's a Wonderful Life. George Bailey, you know, like when he realized, I have nothing. I have nothing, but I have my family. I have my life. I have this broken toy. I have this. I have that. And you know what? I have enough, because you cannot take it with you. You cannot take it with you. And
another
what we do take with you, yes, what we do take with us is the life we lived, the memories we have, and the memories we left behind in the hearts of the people that we cared about, even in the lives that we touched that we don't even know. Right? Because we made a difference. You know, as I write my next book, I think to myself, you know, what can I share with other people that will give them this grace that I have learned? And it's really hard, I think, to be in that grace of gratitude every single day. But if I myself try to, or not just try, but like am kind to other people in everything I say and do, and come from a place of love in an argument. Like yesterday I was upset in the market because I picked out flowers and I didn't want to spend a ton of money because I just am trying to be more thoughtful. And they rang them up at $50, even though it said 24. And, you know, I said, oh my gosh, I'm so disappointed. Well, they weren't going to let me have them for $24.99. And I thought, I'm not going to fight them.
Yeah.
And they were shocked that I turned around and I said, you know what, it's okay. And I just left. And they're running after me. And I said, no, it's okay.
Here's your free flowers. Just take them.
Yeah, right. Because I thought to myself, this isn't worth it. Like, I have to, like, even in an argument, like my daughter was upset last night, and I thought, oh, my God, come on. It's Thanksgiving. Don't feel like you're unseen. You know, it's like, you know, the children all get together, and everybody wants the attention.
Sure.
And I thought to myself, I love you so much. I'm so sorry you feel unseen. Like, you know, like, you can handle a situation 1,000 ways. But if you come with love, then there's no wrong way that you can do something. And so that's like the vibe I'm trying to go through, like in the next project that I'm doing, is we have to listen to our higher selves. We have to have that grace of gratitude. And we have to listen to what's in our best interest as well, that's not going to hurt someone else. Not like, oh, I'm going to take it because it's mine. You know what I mean? Like coming from that place of love. So
you know, my quote on
gratitude.
If you can say it, sorry, I thought you stopped. If
no,
you can
no.
live in gratitude, yeah, say it.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say if you can't see eye to eye, see heart to heart, always. Like if you're not seeing eye to eye, see heart to heart, and that will guide you always. And
yes.
Another thing I always say is just may gratitude guide you. Because when you have those, you know, you can pretty much put any word in there. You know, may love guide you, may joy guide you, may gratitude guide you.
Mm-hmm.
But I encourage people to really root in gratitude and center their lives and focus right down in gratitude, or right up mm-hmm. in gratitude, however you want to say that. And then from there, things become clear. There's clarity in gratitude, amazing clarity in gratitude. And so I've been teaching gratitude forever and ever and ever now. And I just think it's one of the most important methods of operations. And I say, you know, if you're going to be the CEO of your life, make sure that one of your values is deeply rooted in gratitude, so that when there's bumps, you can see them in a different light. And in one of my books, I have the gratitude flip, where you just completely flip something and find the positive in it. And I think I really learned that wholeheartedly
yeah.
when my father was so ill. You know, he was on a ventilator and smiled. And I'm like, you're the only human being that would do that, you know, kind of thing. And he found
right.
such tremendous faith in such terrible circumstances. And he's since passed. But I just think of him a lot when I think of faith and gratitude and all the positive energy. But we've kind of got to run. We've been on here for almost an hour. Is there anything, Amy or Lisa, Amy, I keep saying Lisa, Kelly. Gosh, I know who you are. Kelly, I see that 818 area code, and I think there's two of you from the Los Angeles area, so I keep doing that. Kelly, is there anything you want to say, or Amy, is there anything you want to say before we go?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, the other side to this is forgiveness. You know, my book with HDI, Mindful Forgiveness, is so important because we have to learn to forgive each other for things that have happened, because it's a gift to ourselves. It doesn't let the perpetrator off or what they said that hurt you get away with it, you know, but we have to give that grace to ourselves. And
that is a great
release.
Book. It's one of my favorite topics. Both your books are, they hit on two of my favorite topics, thankfulness, gratitude, and forgiveness. And I think forgiveness is such a, we'll do more shows on forgiveness in 2024, I hope, with you,
yes,
where
great.
We just take the topic and really take it apart and give people really practical things. For now,
sure.
Go grab that book, because it's great around the holidays too, because this family gets together and you've got these gripes that you don't want to carry on over into 2024. You're trying to resolve things, and a great way to resolve things is forgiveness. And it's not necessarily, sometimes it's internal forgiveness, sometimes it's external forgiveness. And we talked on one of my shows, Kelly, where you were like, forgiveness doesn't mean you even tell the person that you're forgiving them.
Right.
It doesn't mean you walk. I forgive you for, you know, no. It might mean something
right.
quieter than that. Do you want to talk about that before we go? It might be a really handy tip
sure.
for people.
You know, it's releasing. It's releasing that person. You know, people can be passed over in spirit. And you can just write a letter and, you know, and say, you know, what you did hurt me. It was terrible, you know, but you didn't ruin my life. Because I have my life, and I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to release you. And, you know, people can get rid of the letter. They can burn it. They can throw it in the fireplace. They can whatever. But it's that energetic release, however you choose to do it, taking a stone and throwing it into the ocean or into a stream, just releasing these things that no longer serve you. Like, why carry something that hurts you? You're letting that person continue to be in your thoughts and be heavy on your heart. And you can say, well, they did this to me and when I was a child. I'm so, yeah, but you're carrying it and they're continuing to harm you. Let it go. Like Taylor Swift talks about just being indifferent. Just let it go because it's not helping you anymore. Put it in God's hands. You know, it's the best way that you can love yourself is be in that grace and gratitude. So
beautiful.
That's how I feel.
All right, Amy, anything
yeah.
else? Amy, wanna?
Nope.
I can't tell Amy.
I just
nope.
want to
All
know
right,
how
good.
Often can we do this.
Oh, I love doing these shows. We do this show. We do this show once a year, but I think we need more of these shows, and I think we need this core group. This is secretly, I don't know if anybody figured it out yet, but these are my core group of go-to humans. When I have a question about life, I go to one of these girls that was on the show today. I need help with something, or I'm confused, or I need love, or I just need to talk to a human. These are the people that I pick up the phone with and chat with. Other than I have seven sisters of my own and a mom and all that stuff too. But this is my group of women buddies. So yeah, I love you all. I'm so happy everybody showed up too. It was really cool. The one person who had to go that I want to just mention before we go is Kate Glendon. So Kate Glendon is Coach Kate Glendon. She was driving in the car with her husband on the way somewhere and couldn't really chime in, and it was noisy and she was afraid it was going to be too loud. But anyway, I just want to mention her. She's a newer coach. She's a Best Ever You Wainwright Global coach. We trained her earlier this year, or maybe last year. My years are kind of blending. But she's been with us, and she's an up-and-coming coach and will probably become an author and all those good things. And she's got great wisdom over there on Instagram. She's Kate Glendon Coaching, and we love her too. So anyway, all right, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Kelly and Lisa, thanks for closing the show. It's a powerful close.
Of course. Happy Thanksgiving, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you both, too. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening again. We have another caller calling in. Hang on as we go. I don't know. Before we go, 619 area code. Did you want to say something before we go? Or are you just chiming in to listen?
This is Sally. Yes.
Sally! Oh, cool. Sally Huss, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're not going to go yet. All right, everybody. Oh, I'm so glad you made it. I'm the whole time I'm like, oh no, my go-to human with my carry-on sign. I talked about your carry-on sign that you made for me. But Sally, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Sally.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Yes, it's a wonderful day here in Colorado Springs. Anyway, I hope it's lovely where you all are. And you're enjoying the day with your family and friends. Yeah.
Thank you. You have a new puppy.
Time.
Did I hear a new puppy?
We
Is
do.
That what you said?
Oh. Yes, we have a new puppy that was, a puppy straight on is, terrific. But then you think about the day. it's like having a baby. You have to be alert all day long. So it's a very funny thing. And
there are a lot of work.
They're a lot of work. We thought he was going to be a lap dog for my husband, who's 91 in a week. And come to find out, French bulldogs are not lap dogs.
Happy birthday, Marv, first of all. Happy birthday, Marv. And Sally, what are you most grateful for this year?
Well, I'm just grateful to still be here, still be here at 83. I had a close call earlier on this year, but so I'm just happy to be here and very grateful for the help I received in all areas and from friends and family. That was great. Yeah.
I'm always so grateful for you. I can hardly put it into words on this call how grateful I am for everybody. I'm just keep saying I love you guys, and that's about as high as it gets for just how much I love you. And you know, you have such a special place in my heart. I was introduced to you by Joe Spurley, and we've done children's books together, and you let me into your world, and it's been so much fun, and I've learned so much. You're just one of my biggest mentors and loves of my life. Sally has over 100 children's books at sallyhuss.com, and just a powerhouse, and beautiful artist, and had art galleries prior and so many things. Sally, you're just so talented. And Amy, if you didn't know, Sally was also, she's an amazing tennis player. Do you want to tell us about that, Sally? So I stopped talking and you talked.
I was from the age of 10, I was raised to be a tennis champion. And so I climbed up the ladder in different areas. In my day, even though I was the number one junior player in the world, as far as a girl, but I was not even thought of to have a scholarship. You know, we had no scholarships in those days for girls. But anyway, so I went on. I ended up being a semifinalist at Wimbledon. But after that, in those days there was no future or no funds, so I went into different areas. And tennis was always a way to open a door. It was great. And so I worked in film and in television and music, Paul Simon, and different kinds of things. And then finally, when I married my husband, who was with Hallmark Cards, I ended up doing artwork and doing things there, and found I could write and found I could do art that, that people seemed to like. So that's how it went.
That puts it mildly. Seemed to like, or treasured, world treasure here. Do you want to share what's your memoir name again? I've got the book in back of me, but I don't want to get up and go get it because that'll be so loud.
Yeah, a champion's journey.
That's it.
From Wimbledon to Hollywood, from Aspen to Amazon.
There it is. Yeah. So it's a beautiful memoir. I've had the pleasure of reading that. And then what are a couple of, now don't say our books, you have to say some other ones, but what are a few of your favorite children's books that you've written? Like maybe one or two.
I always go to The Princess in My Teacup. That's a wonderful book. It's really wonderful. Yeah. And shows herself, arrives at different places, then you finally realize who the princess is. It's the princess inside. So it's a higher self within the little girl that's depicted in the story. So, but it's a lovely book. It's all fun.
I like Helpful Henry. I love Helpful Henry.
Helpful Henry. Yeah, and there's a wonderful book, kind of a real sleeper, The Most Important Thing to Know. And and it's all about, the teacher talks to the kids and says, oh, you're so wonderful, you're also equal. And they couldn't figure out how they were equal because they could see that they lived in different places and different lifestyles and different colors. They were not all... And what she finally revealed to them, that they were all the sons and daughters of the great being that created us all. And that was the most important thing to know, that they were all, that was the only way that they were equal. And it was kind of a lovely, kind of a hidden book, you know. So it's hard to put a title on a book and have it reveal what's in the book, you know. And... so unless somebody opens it up, they don't know.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here. Yeah.
Thank you for including me.
Yeah. Amy or Kelly, do you want to say anything else before we really go? Okay.
Just thank you so much, Elizabeth. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for bringing us all together. I think this was an amazingly insightful conversation, and I feel like this is going to open up us to so much more working together. Like, this is amazing. This is like another summit, quite frankly, you know, where we can really help each other. And honestly, I mean, this is really quite spectacular, I think. So thank you so much for making it happen. You're the best, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You guys are all the best, my besties. Yeah. And I love you all very much, and happy Thanksgiving. And Sally, I need
Thank
pictures.
You.
I need pictures of this French bulldog. And you guys know how much
we
I love
need
animals.
Pictures. We all need
pictures
of the bulldog.
We need pictures.
Yeah. I will send pictures.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Best wishes to everyone.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Good
night.
Love you guys. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody, to listening. Care. Today to our annual Thanksgiving Day Gratitude Show. Again, I don't know what number of shows this is for our gratitude. I think it's 12. But thank you all for being here, and we love you. And, that's all I got. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you for listening. We're so glad you tuned in. Be brave, be bold, be you. And remember to visit us at besteveryou.com.